Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there'll be another airing of the hearing today, the January 6th Commission, as I said earlier in the show. I want to give you a little detail. The latest time I've seen is 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, our time, but obviously check on it, make sure that that holds. New announcement, the House is going to postpone any further hearing broadcast for the next 2 weeks during the House 4th of July recess, and partially because there is new evidence that has come in from a guy named Alex Holder, a British filmmaker, who apparently was given access to interview Trump, his children, Jared Kushner, and Pence, both before and after January 6th. That's going to be fascinating video, and it's going to have a lot of clues on their involvement in what they did. So the committee wants to see it. They want their staff to analyze it. So the even after 2 weeks from now, they're going to reschedule some of the broadcast. Trump has been railing against Kevin McCarthy, saying it was a mistake not to put Republicans on the committee because with five Republicans and five Dems, they could have shut it down. No subpoenas. Take six to subpoena. No subpoenas. And then you could have had Republicans questioning any witness and trying to put in Trump's point of view. But Trump is forgetting something. He's the one who said he didn't want cooperation. He is the one who said anybody who cooperates with them is a rhino. He intimidated McCarthy. Now he attacks McCarthy. McCarthy, of course, has no business being speaker. We're going to work hard to make sure he never gets the chance. Dems hold their majority. But if, God forbid, they ever got a majority, more and more, I'm looking at this guy and saying, this is a very weak guy, very weak guy. But Trump is not to be deterred, shoots his mouth off as he always does. So he puts out a statement after each of these hearings giving his refutation, which is pathetic, you know, saying, and he doesn't say that Shay Moss is lying, or Ruby Friedman's lying. Well, he'll go, this is a witch hunt, all generic things. But then he calls people names. And, you know, this guy, talk about arrested development. You've heard of arrested development. This guy was arrested in kindergarten. He said, well, Liz Cheney is a warmonger. Oh, really? A warmonger. So who did she declare war on? What, one vote for the vote for Wyoming in the House is a warmonger? She's a patriot is what she is. She's against Putin. Trump is for Putin. So Cheney's a warmonger. No, Trump is a traitor. Tucker Carlson's a traitor. Jesse Waters is a traitor. Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, all of these people are traitors. Liz Cheney is a patriot. Then I'm a warmonger. I stand with Liz Cheney on that one. But Schiff, he hates Schiff. First, he called him Shifty Schiff. You know, when you were in kindergarten, you could come up with better than Shifty Schiff if you didn't like a guy named Schiff. Then he took out the F's in Schiff's name and put in a T, which is, a vulgar word. And he put that out over Twitter. Well, he got suspended from Twitter, so his megaphone is reduced. Well, what did he say yesterday about Schiff? He said, quote, Schiff has a head like a watermelon. Now, what? Hey, look, when I was in kindergarten, I got along with people. I really did. I had buddies. But let's say I didn't like a guy. You know, I'm sort of a reasonable guy. Even in kindergarten, I was reasonable, believe it or not. And in the first grade. If a guy, first of all, Schiff does not have a head like a watermelon. Second, a watermelon is a damn big thing. Did you ever see a watermelon? All right, he doesn't have a head like a watermelon. But secondly, let's say he did. Remember Beldar Conehead in Saturday Night Live a long time ago? I mean, you don't make fun of a guy's physical appearance. You know, Trump is no raving beauty himself, okay? I mean, Trump, good God. He has his jackets made by Omar the Tent Maker. I mean, this guy, if you're president of the United States at one time, now you want to be president again, and you say a guy who is grilling you and getting to the bottom of your criminality as a head like a watermelon, that is kindergarten stuff. That is kindergarten stuff. It is absolutely unworthy of this. And that's what they're reduced to. That is what they are reduced to. But I'll tell you something that's a lot graver than that, a lot more dangerous than that. In the last 24 hours, now that this statement was made last night at 10 o'clock, so that would be the end of Tuesday. So it'd be 36 hours now. In the last 36 hours, there has been a significant rise in death threats to the January 6th committee, to Liz Cheney, to Benny Thompson, Schiff, everybody on it, Kinzinger, everybody on it, to the point where all of the committee have now been given full security details. The full security detail is just below what a president gets. The detail that a president gets is unparalleled anywhere. If the president is going to fly somewhere, everything in that airport is grounded. They can't take off. They can't land. If he's going on a freeway, the whole freeway is shut down. We're not talking that, but it's what the Supreme Court justices get now. It's what the Speaker and the Minority Leader get now. They and their family attended 24/7 by Secret Service. You know how much that costs? Throughout the government, we had about 35 or 40 people that had that. Now it's upwards of 100. And believe it or not, it costs hundreds of millions of dollars because of death threats. Now, I've talked a lot about violence, how the Republicans have introduced it. But this has gotten to the point where you saw that Brad Raffensperger and his wife got death threats, rape threats, that Rusty Bowers, as little as I care for him, nevertheless, got death threats. They come in all the time. But enough's enough, and I have a proposal. Under the First Amendment, a lot of the courts up until now, and I understand their reticence, will say, well, it depends on what the threat is. If a guy says, I am going to kill you, yeah, that's a death threat. If a guy says, I don't condone it, but I think somebody will kill you, that's not a death threat, according to the courts. What about an intermediate? You should be killed. Doesn't say I'm going to do it. You should be killed. All that's needed to prosecute somebody is a probable cause to believe he committed a felony. Probable cause. That is a 5149 thing. The image is you put a book on a ledge and you just keep pushing till it falls off. So it's 50-50 almost. Most prosecutors will not prosecute based on that because once you get to trial, it has to be beyond a reasonable doubt. But juries decide what's beyond a reasonable doubt. If somebody says, I'm going to kill you, or you're going to get raped, or you're going to get your kids are going to get killed, I don't care if they say they're going to do it themselves. Prosecute them, every one of them, and give them a choice. This is a prosecutorial tool. There are two statutes we can go after you. One of them is a serious felony. It'll get you 10 or 20 years. The other one will let you plead to something that'll only get you 2 or 3 years, and we'll recommend it. So you can decide. You want to roll the bones and have a jury say that that is protected by the First Amendment or not. Most people will crumple like a cheap suit. You have to have more and more people in communities going to prison. People who seem like upstanding people, they have jobs, they have families, but they are in prison. You cannot permit our democracy to be torn apart by threats of assassination, rape, murders of kids. And this is going to people like even a clerical person in the Dominion Voting Machine Organization who had a noose sent to him. This is healthcare people. This is Fauci. Well, enough's enough. Enough's enough. Prosecutors, where are you? Prosecute these people. Send them to prison and give them a choice between a ton of time and a little time to let them know what they did. We're going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.